Welcome to Rhema for Today.
When the devil gives you a seemingly knockout punch, you got to get up and shake the cobwebs out of your head and say, okay, Mr. Devil, you asked for it. Here we go.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin wraps up his teaching, It Shall Come to Pass, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
And I watched it when he hit that same spot I hit. This runner went by, that runner went by, that runner went by, that runner went by, until he was in last place when he gave it to Ben Collins. And that blue-eyed, blonde-headed Swede took off like he had shot out of a rocket. But he couldn't overcome what one person on the team let down when the going got tough. When you have your dream and you're going with God, when the going gets tough, you got to grit your teeth and say, I'm going through. Nothing can stop me. I'm going to the other side. You know, you've got to get that tenacity. I'm just sort of built that way. I won't quit. My sister used to say to me, Ken, you just won't quit. I said, no, it's not in me to quit. You know, I play football, and a guy, he's over here running for a touchdown. I'm way over here. I don't have a crying chance, and I know it, to catch him. But I still chase him all the way till he goes across the goal line. There might be a chance if you don't quit. You see, too many people give up in the middle of the race. You know, if you don't get sidetracked and you don't lose your focus and you don't give up, eventually God's plan will come to pass. You know, I've had a lot of people tell me, well, I would have done it if it hadn't have been for this or that, if so-and-so hadn't have done this. Hey, that's no excuse. Forget them and leave them in the dust and keep going. You know, we have to learn to get up and go on. I've watched a lot of boxing matches, and I've seen guys get knocked down in the first round, but they didn't stay down. They got up and come back and won the championship. When the devil gives you a seemingly knockout punch, you got to get up and shake the cobwebs out of your head and say, okay, Mr. Devil, you asked for it. Here we go. Come on. You know, one individual was asked one day about something that some other people had done to him. He replied, I distinctly remember forgetting about it. I have people come up to me, or I have in the past, and say, I want you to forgive me for this or that. And I said, what? Okay, but I don't know what you're talking about. Well, don't you remember when I said, well, now that you call it to my attention, I guess so. But I said, I forgot it right after it was said. See, I want you to realize that no matter what others do or say, you have to keep your eyes focused on God and the promises of God. Your future is as bright as the promises of God. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has a hope and a future and plans for us. I'm paraphrasing. Now, Joseph did not let what others and their wrongdoing decide the outcome of his life. You know, Stephen here in Acts 7:9-10, he is talking before they took him out to stone him. He said, these patriarchs were jealous of their brother Joseph, and they sold him in to be a slave in Egypt. But God was with him and rescued him from all his troubles, and God gave him favor before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. God also gave Joseph unusual wisdom. So Pharaoh appointed him governor all over all of Egypt and put him in charge of everything. Here, Stephen gives a synopsis of, or a condensed version, we might say, of the life of Joseph. They don't really, these verses don't really reveal all the trouble that he went through. Too often we think about that, about the success of Joseph, and we read it, but we never think about the years between getting put in that pit and sold to the Midianites to the time that he was governor over Egypt. There was a period of years there. And here's what he overcome: his brother's hatred, his brother selling him to the Midianites, the Midianites selling him as a slave in Egypt to Potiphar, Potiphar's wife falsely accusing him of rape. Potiphar put him in prison. In prison, he was fettered with iron chains. Psalm says his iron fetters around his legs, and it hurt his feet. The butler said, I'll remember you to Pharaoh, when he told the butler's dream, but he forgot about him. Some people will let all of these things keep them from being successful. You know, but Joseph didn't let any of things bother him. And we need to get to that point that nothing bothers us. Paul said, none of these things move me, when they kept talking to him and telling him about the trouble that was waiting on him when he got to Jerusalem. He said, none of these things move me. We need to get to the point where anything that anybody says, does, or whatever, none of that moves me. I'm on a mission with God. His word says that every promise in the book is mine. His word says that if I will believe it, I can have it. You see, you know, why do bad things happen to God's people? That answer is so simple that most people overlook it. Jesus said, the devil has come, or the enemy has come, to steal, kill, and destroy. That's us that are living for God. The enemy, the devil himself, hates anything to do with God. And he's doing everything in his power, because he knows his time's short, to shut down the church, shut down those that would speak the truth of God's word, shut down this nation from being, we are the nation that has taken the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world, and he's trying to stop all of that. We need to learn to use our authority in the name of Jesus and go forth with what God has asked us to do. Now, when I start talking about what God has to, everybody wants to think about, oh, standing up here being a minister. God hadn't called everybody to be a minister. He's called some people to be salesmen. He's called some people to be attorneys and doctors and technicians and mechanics and air conditioning people, man, and heating people. Wouldn't it be bad in here in the middle of August if we didn't have no air conditioning? See, everybody wants to think about ministry as standing up here and preaching. Hey, God thinks about everybody is a minister wherever and whatever profession that God has you in. That's where your ministry is. In fact, you can do more ministry in the marketplace than I'll ever do from this pulpit. So don't ever count yourself out. God's given you a desire. Some of you young people that are in here, God gives you these desires to be in certain professions, and that's coming from God. Hey, be the best you can at that, whatever it is. Don't let anything stop you. They'll tell you can't do it, but you can. You know, Joseph forgave, and that caused everything to come to pass in his life. You know, we can all quote Mark 11:24. I tell you, you can pray for anything, but if you believe that you received it, it will be yours. Everybody knows that. But nobody hardly ever reads 25, verse 25. But when you are praying, first forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive your sins too. People know verse 24, but they not many people know verse 25. These two verses are connected. We would probably say it this way: if you don't forgive, God won't answer your prayers. Just what it says. When you pray, forgive. Okay, I'll forgive them, but I won't ever forget what they done. No, you didn't forgive them. When you forgive, you forget and go on. All of us want to see God answer our prayers when we got to forgive others.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering something from all of the Hagin family. First, a newly released USB titled Keys to Peace, which contains 13 messages on peace. Next is Kenneth E. Hagin's inspiring DVD, This is the Day. Additionally, we're offering Pastor Kenneth W. Hagin's must-have book, Jesus, Name Above All Names. And lastly, Craig W. Hagin's CD, Just Believe, will renew your faith. These four items are offered to you for the special price of only $45. To order, call us toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. That number again is 1-888-324-8499. Also, feel free to order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so call, write, or email us at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thank you for being a part of the Rhema for Today family. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Christmas lights here on the campus. Oh my, I can't believe it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice, but you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas,
yes, Texas,
and all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st
January
of January.
The 1st. January, oh my goodness, the 1st. 2025.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.